Hey Songtown, I'm Marty Dodson. I'm here with Clay Mills in the Songtown Studios in the heart of Nashville. Today we're going to talk about 10 ways to make your song unpredictable in good ways.
Yes.
Not bad ways.
And why is that important?
Because predictable songs don't get recorded by big artists, Clay.
Or if you're writing them yourself, they don't get listened to by many fans.
Exactly. There's so many songs hitting the airwaves and the streaming waves these days that you have to be a little outside the box to get people to listen.
I can't believe you said streaming.
Streaming. The devil. But we're going to kind of alternate between some lyric ways and some melodic ways. You want to kick it off?
No, I want you to.
Okay.
I enjoy hearing your voice.
Very good. Well, number one, I think, is to have a unique angle. And I'm going to read a lyric. So there's a Thomas Rhett song called Marry Me that has a unique angle in the
lyric. Great song.
So it says, she wants to get married. She wants it perfect. She wants her granddaddy preaching the service. Yeah, she wants magnolias out in the country. Not too many people. Save her daddy some money. Oh, she's got it all planned out. Yeah, I can see it all right now. I wear my black suit, black tie, hat out in the back. I'll do a strong shot of whiskey straight out of the flask. I'll try to make it through without crying so nobody sees. Yeah, she want to get married, but she don't want to marry me. So it gives you a twist. You don't think that's what the song is going to be about.
So if we were sitting down to write and you threw out the title, Marry Me, a lot of people would just go, oh, this is like a proposal song, you know. But man, when you hear that song, and at first you're thinking, is he getting married? And he's talking about his fiance, you know, she wants a church wedding and her grandfather to give her away, and you're following along. But then when it hits the end of the chorus, and it's like, yeah, she wants to get married, but she don't want to marry me.
Whoa. Yeah, that's
Yeah, and then the second verse, then it opens up to talk about what their relationship was. Like, it just, there's so much to unpack in that song. But the whole thing is that as a writer or as an artist, you need songs like that that catch people by surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't give them what they expect all the time. What's number one on your melody list?
I like that. We'll go back and forth. You okay. Do lyric, I'll do melody, like it's a competition.
All right.
What's more important? One thing that I hear a lot of when people bring me songs in Songtown to critique and give feedback on is they like to, let's just do an example of this. Can you throw me out a lyric line, just any line?
Maybe I'm over you now.
Okay, let's see. So if our melody was, baby, I'm over you now. Down. Baby, I'm over you now. So my melodic line is going down. So often what I hear is an entire song where every line is just a downward motion.
Mm-hmm.
So the best thing you can do is if your verse, you got another line I could follow that with.
But I'm seeing you all over town.
Maybe I'm over you now. But I'm seeing you all over town. So those are going down. Maybe a couple more. Maybe I hit the pre-chorus and I do an upward motion so that we have some contrast. Then you can go back to your downward motion in the next one.
Yeah, that's great. I like that.
Yeah.
Number two on my lyric list is to change the context of your chorus. So maybe the chorus means something the first two times you hear it, but then it takes a different direction, and the third time you hear the chorus, there's a little different context to it. I call that shining a light on the chorus in a different way. So, like, maybe each time in the chorus, it means a little bit different, or you've added a little bit of emotional significance to it so that I'm not just hearing the chorus over and over in the same way. I'm hearing it with a little different context.
Yeah, and often you don't even have to change the chorus, mm-hmm. but it's how you set it up with the verse that can make those same words in the chorus mean something way different,
yeah,
or way deeper as you go. But then other times you might want to change a little bit of the chorus too. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, awesome.
All right, what's number two on the melody list?
Melody. I'm going to call this Don't Resolve. And go back to that chord progression we were just using. And it's from a Coldplay song. I don't want to sing it because I don't want to get a copyright strike. Because Universal is brutal. So what's happening here is this song goes around. It never resolves to the one chord. It starts on the 4, 5, 6 minor. So what would happen? That would be resolving, where I do a hard one chord. But by keeping it, by keeping that cycle going, don't resolve it to the one chord, it keeps this kind of like anticipation, and you never know where it's going. So then each time you change the melody in a new section, it's like, oh, that's different. But if you were just, how boring is that? Just a little change.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm going to try that progression.
They have a lot of songs that never resolve.
Really?
And I think it's how they keep that mysterious kind of thing about it, you know, and you never quite know where it's going because you want to hear the one subconsciously, but you don't.
Crazy.
Crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff. All right, number three on the lyric list is sometimes it's fun to use a list with an intruder.
What?
And so, yes, an intruder.
Danger, so Mr. Spock.
That's right. So if you're talking about, let's say, the first night you spent together with a love interest,
mm-hmm.
you might, you know, talk about 2 toothbrushes, a bottle of wine, and my heart. So you're listing physical things, and then you're listing just more of a feeling.
Oh, so one of these things doesn't belong.
Doesn't go together. It's kind of like the old Sesame Street song, I think. One of these things is not like the other.
That's a cool trick. I've heard that a lot where you do 2 images and then an image that's not, you know, that doesn't belong,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it, I think that contrast makes you actually want to pay attention.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it instantly lets you know, hey, I'm not getting what I expect here.
Yes.
So what's next on your melody list?
Going to chords that you don't expect in your pre-chorus.
Okay.
So I will demonstrate. Song I wrote called Don't Think I Don't Think About It. I lived out in a cloud till lights and dust. Swore I wouldn't come back, said I'd had enough. Verses continue. I saw you in the rearview standing, fading from my life. Here we go. But I wasn't turning around, no, not this time. I don't think, I don't think about it. So when we go to a 2 major sus chord, it's not anywhere in the key that we're playing. So you're like, whoa, what is this going to? So we have this riff. Just that 2 major chord in that, you know, the darkness of the other stuff against the darkness, it's surprising and
yeah.
really helps lift the song to go somewhere different.
That's very cool. And who recorded that? Because people love when you mention this.
Stop it. I'm never saying the word Darius Rucker ever again on this podcast because we catch so much crap. I'll just say DR from
DR, now. DR, doctor. Yeah. Okay. Next on my lyric list is to use an unusual descriptor. And so I think my best example in one of my songs was in my song Must Be Doing Something Right. We said, Deep Blue Needs You Eyes. And that's people, every time they come up to me and talk about that song, they're like, I love that line.
They don't even know you. They just go, you're the Deep Blue Needs You Eyes guy, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And you can't say Billy Currington ever again either.
No, I'm not going
to
talk about that.
We have to outline. He's BC. BC.
Yeah, okay. BC and DR.
Yeah.
But using just one little fresh thing sticks out to people. So, you know, if you're trying to describe somebody's eyes or the way you feel, if you can throw in some interesting descriptors, it can make your song really stand out, be unpredictable.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to talk about one here. Arrangement surprises. And what I mean by that is we all know the typical song. You have verse, pre-chorus, chorus, second verse, pre-chorus, chorus, maybe a bridge, and then a chorus. But I often like to break it up. So, for instance, if I have a verse, pre-chorus, chorus, what if we get to the second verse, and instead of doing the second verse, we go right to the pre-chorus?
Whoa.
And then, for our bridge, what if we use what would have been that second verse and make that melody our bridge?
Whoa.
So we've removed the second verse, moved it over and made it a bridge, and then we scooted up the arrangement where right after that first chorus, there's no second verse, it's just the second pre-chorus.
I was writing with Big Kenny from Big and Rich one time, and he starts singing this thing for the second verse, and I'm like, that doesn't have anything to do with what we said in the first verse. And he said, I know, it's our song. And it really worked great. It was like, but it was a whole different melody, a whole different length of, you know, of the second verse.
Yeah, and I think a lot of times where that comes from in pop music about 10 years ago, I think around that time, you started getting second artists to come in and take a feature on the second verse. So one artist would have a melody for the first verse and chorus, and then the second artist would come in and they would often make up a different melody in the second verse or rap. You know, they would just do a rap. But then what started happening is writers started going, well, what? I don't have a feature with another artist on here. What? I'm the only artist. What if I just sing a different melody in the second verse? And so it was like they started writing their own feature into the song. And so you hear a lot of songs, not a lot, but you hear more and more songs that the second verse is a different melody than the first verse.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Number five on the lyric list is mixing in some unique words. Hmm. Our friend Jason Duke is always trying to get the word chimichanga in a song. And he's like, someday I'm going to do it, you know? And so he'll try it out in every song. And that's a funny example. But, you know, just having it on your radar of like, I want to mix in some interesting and unique words. I don't want to only use the expected words in my song. So being on, you know, having your radar up for what's kind of a unique way I could say this or a unique analogy that would bring in a fresh word.
Yeah, Jeffrey Steele wrote a song, Brand New Girlfriend. Steve Holy was the artist. And somewhere, it may have been in the chorus, he's like, a shih tzu hound. And it's like, and my buddy Shane Miner wrote it with him. And Shane was like, yeah, he goes, I tried to get Jeffrey to take that out. And he's like, but Jeff was like, that's what everyone's going to remember. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, they didn't take it out. And, you know, it was a big hit for them. So, yeah, sometimes Shih Tzu Hound is just the thing you need.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a chimichanga being eaten by a Shih Tzu.
Whoa.
I just like saying Shih Tzu.
You do it well. Yeah. All right, what's the last one on your melody list?
Last one on the melody. This one isn't so much melody as another arrangement trick, but a lot of times having a section of your song that breaks down to halftime. So what I mean by that is, let's try a different. So if you, if that's your groove, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Maybe go. So you're now 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 instead of 1, 2, 3, 4. Same tempo, mm-hmm. but you're just breaking it down into halftime. So a lot of times adding, I mean, I've even heard choruses go to halftime. You know, the, maybe your last chorus, you break that chorus down, or a bridge that goes to halftime. Playing around with that can add an element of surprise, kind of like a drop chorus in pop, where you're like, let's just do a drop chorus here. People are so used to a big chorus that when you drop it and you have this down chorus, then it's like, whoa, that's different.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yep. So we encourage you to think about different ways to make your songs not be predictable, to step outside the norm a little bit, and just to have fresh things in there. And, you know, one mistake we see people making sometimes is that they think every line has to have that, or, you know, or every section has to have these crazy fresh melodies. And it's just kind of like seasoning. You want to just sprinkle it here and there, but doing that can really be effective and make your song stand out.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.